Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now at 5, lawmakers stepping in to discuss PG&E's massive power shutoffs, the emergency meeting just hours away.
Plus, San Francisco-based Juul stepping up efforts to save its products as a ban looms this morning. The CEO's comments to crack down on underage use.
And President Trump lashing out at Nancy Pelosi, his latest comments on the House Speaker's subpoenas and the impeachment inquiry. And good morning, everyone. It is Friday, October 18th. I'm Michelle Griego.
I'm Kenny Choi. It is 5 o'clock as we get this Friday started. Emily says it's going to be a fantastic Friday.
You know what? I deliver what I promise, Kenny. Here at 5 o'clock, it's going to be absolutely clear. Taking a live look towards the East Bay, not a cloud in sight. And that's pretty much going to be the story all the way through into those evening hours. Currently, our temperatures are anywhere from 11 to 2 degrees cooler than we were yesterday. You're going to need a jacket when you wake up this morning compared to yesterday. 50 degrees right now in Concord. San Francisco, 56. Livermore, 45. And 46 degrees in San Francisco. A lot more 40s on the board right now than we saw yesterday. Your breakfast forecast, depending on where you're going to be today. Along the coast, the bay, or in those inland areas. Partly cloudy at 61 degrees along the coast. It'll be a nice day to be at the beach, but it will be chilly. And then right around the bay, it'll be 68 degrees, mostly sunny, absolutely beautiful, and a little bit warmer, just the low 70s in that inland area. Nice and clear. Gianna?
All right, let's head straight to the Nimitz Freeway right now. We are getting first reports of an injury crash as you work your way on 880 right at 23rd. And right now they have all lanes temporarily blocked. Serious injuries reported in this accident. CHP and fire crews are on scene. This is northbound 880. You can see it right here on our maps, that section of red and purple. That purple indicates that no cars are traveling on that portion of the freeway, so expect delays there. We keep a close eye on our live shot here to see if anything is starting to build. But again, north 880 at 23rd, all lanes blocked. For an injury crash. Back.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk, and we have some new video coming in from the border of Turkey and Syria, where clashes appear to continue despite a five-day ceasefire that is supposed to be in place. This is all part of a Turkish offensive that started last week against Kurdish fighters, allies of the U.S., who were essentially abandoned once the U.S. started pulling troops out of the region. The Kurds say that the continued shelling has hit a number of civilian targets over the past 24 hours, including a hospital. Back to you.
Happening today, the California Public Utilities Commission is calling an emergency meeting. It wants to hear from PG&E about last week's public safety power shutoff that affected more than 700,000 customers. Jackie Ward is in San Francisco this morning with the questions the commissioner wants answered. Jackie.
Michelle, the CPUC isn't just going to check in with PG&E CEO Bill Johnson. They are going to grill him and outline several major areas where they think the company can do better. Now that the power is back on, school is back in session, and businesses can be open, the CPUC says that now is the time to get answers for what happened during the power shutoff. They say they owe it to the public to question PG&E's latest actions. Millions across the Bay Area dealt with no power, some not having it for a couple days. It is the CPUC's job to regulate services and utilities and assure Californians that they have access to safe and reliable utility infrastructure. The president of the CPUC calls last week's PSPS an unacceptable situation that should never be repeated. And State Senator Scott Wiener agrees.
PG&E is so used to getting its way. They've been completely tone deaf here. Their CEO continues to just blanket defend the scale of this blackout affecting millions of people. They're not self-aware of how impactful in a negative way their actions are.
In a letter sent to the CPUC, PG&E's CEO said his company recognizes the hardship that millions faced. But keep in mind, the statistic that matters the most, there were no catastrophic wildfires. That meeting is here at the CPUC building at 1 this afternoon. Live in San Francisco, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
Happening today, advocates plan to show up at a meeting of San Francisco's Board of Supervisors, hoping to speed up the closure of an old county jail building on Bryant Street. San Francisco's Mayor London Breed wants inmates removed from that jail by 2021, concerned that the outdated building is vulnerable to collapsing in a strong earthquake. It was declared seismically unsafe back in the 90s. Today's meeting is scheduled from 9:30 this morning until 12:30 this afternoon.
The Grand National Rodeo is is back in Daly City this weekend. You can saddle up or just stand up in your seat for events like bronco riding, team drills, and calf wrestling. The event is a 73-year tradition at the Cow Palace.
The rodeo is an exciting thing for everybody, whether or not they know about horses. But if you don't know about horses and cattle, this is a great place to come and learn about it. There's also a wonderful festival here with all sorts of crafts and food.
The event is considered one of the biggest rodeos in the country. The festivities run this evening and tomorrow. Doors open up at 7 o'clock.
On Fire Watch this morning, a wildfire burning in Lake County. This one broke out along Highway 29 north of Hidden Valley Lake around 8 last night. Facebook video showing the hills glowing with flames in this picture. The fire has been contained to less than 10 acres so far. Officials say that wind gusts threaten nearby communities, and some people in that area were told to evacuate, but those orders were lifted late last night.
No Friday night lights tonight. A high school in Marin County is rescheduling its homecoming football game because a judge says it cannot use its field lights. It's the latest snag in a four-year legal battle started by a neighborhood group that opposes the lights at San Marin High School in Novato. A judge previously approved the lights pending an environmental impact report. The Novato Unified School District complied, then used the lights October 11th and 12th. But the judge says the neighborhood group has not had enough time to respond. So he issued a temporary restraining order preventing use of the lights for now.
It's disappointing, but as a team, we know that it's just playing football. Enjoy playing football. Playing under the lights, we'll play anywhere, anytime.
The game against San Rafael High was scheduled this evening. It's now set to begin at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. A final decision on the lights is expected November 14th.
This morning, San Francisco-based Juul says that it has suspended sales of fruit-flavored e-cigarettes. Juul will continue to sell its mint, menthol, and tobacco flavors. This move comes as the government considers banning all flavored e-cigarettes. Meanwhile, Juul CEO had this to say, saying we must reset the vapor category by earning the trust of society and working cooperatively with regulators, policymakers, and stakeholders to combat underage use.
A recently released police chopper video gives us a new angle on a dramatic San Jose police chase. The Valentine's Day hijacking involved a quick-thinking UPS driver and ended in gunfire.
Suspect on the shoulder of southbound 87.
Mark Moraski is at the wheel of this black SUV. He's a convicted felon who's done time for carjacking, robbery, and drug dealing. In the back is Susanna Macy Rogers, who had just fired at chasing deputies. You can see UPS driver Mitchell Ellard right there with his hands up.
He's put bailing, running northbound towards Trimble.
The quick-thinking UPS driver noticed spike strips on the ground and deliberately blew out the tires. Once the chase came to an end, Moraski eventually let both the driver and his accomplice go free. Less than an hour later, police snipers ended Moraski's life.
President Trump continuing his war of words against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi this morning at a rally in Texas. He lashed out at her for issuing subpoenas in the impeachment inquiry.
That crazy Nancy, she is crazy. She hands them out like it's cookies. I have people getting subpoenas I never heard of. I said, who are those people? Never saw anything like it. It's a disgrace what they're doing to our country.
Meanwhile, there's another shakeup in the Trump administration this morning. Energy Secretary Rick Perry has resigned amid scrutiny over his role in dealings with Ukraine.